The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was going through a field of grain of Saba, his disciples were picking the head of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them and replied, "Have you not read that David, when he and those who were with him were hungry, how he went into the house of God, took the bread, offering which only the priest couldn't lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
In order to understand the gospel that we have today, we'd have to understand that. We'd have to know, realize, recognize that scene that Jesus is referring to when he talks about David and his troops doing what was otherwise forbidden. Right? Jesus is here comparing himself to David. King David at that point had been anointed, we remember, and yet Saul was still on his throne. So David is, say, a rival king, a claimant to that throne. Jesus here has been anointed by the Holy Spirit, and yet he hasn't assumed his reign. He hasn't been crowned king. When we see him crowned, he is, say, seated on the cross. Yeah, he's crowned with thorns. That's his coronation. That's the inauguration of Jesus' kingdom. I think it's important then to realize, Jesus' disciples perhaps didn't know that that's what the end was going to be, but we know now, two things that perhaps his disciples couldn't quite grasp. One is that he is, in fact, the world's true king. He is Israel's true king, Jesus, and so Lord of the entire world. And then the other part is how he becomes king and how we are meant to be kings in his likeness. He became king through his suffering, through the giving of his entire life to his Father, obedient to his Father's will, loving those who abused him, forgiving those who killed him. We too take up that mold then, that in Jesus we find our own kingship. In Jesus we find that we are made to subdue all of creation, that we are meant to reflect God's love to every corner of the world, and we do it through service and self-sacrifice to the point of death. And that's what we see today in St. Peter Claver, his life as the slave of slaves. When African slave ships would arrive in Colombia, he would run out to meet them with medicine and food, whatever he could beg for. And so was nursing in a very intimate way. Maybe you remember some scenes from the life of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, in such an intimate way nursing these people to health, but did it all the while because he wanted to share the love of God with them. He wanted to share Jesus Christ with them, right? That was his whole life was inflamed with the love of God, and so perceiving that need, being called to maybe fill that gap, he went and didn't count the cost. The same for us. When we turn over our lives to Jesus, our King, here we go where, I don't say where he tells us, we go where he goes with us. Because he's leading and guiding, he's nourishing and sustaining. So we turn over our lives here, he goes with us, that we might bring the love of God to life in every corner of creation.